Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, and on the line right now, Chris Jansen just performed at the Country Freedom Festival and did a great job. Good morning, Chris.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? Thank you for having me on. And two, that was just a great first-year festival. I mean, it was really good. So I was really proud to be there. I always, you know, I tell people all the time when I'm in your community, how much I feel at home there, and I truly mean it. And especially after playing the other night at the Freedom Festival, I just felt it again. It was a great reassurance of just the love and respect that Southern California has always shown me. And that respect is a big thing. It goes a lot further than just liking somebody's songs on the radio or what have you. I appreciate that. So I want your listeners to know that, and I appreciate y'all's support on that and making that possible, because without you making, you know, Good Vibes number one, Fix a Drink, all these songs, without having these opportunities, it doesn't happen. So thank you.
Well, that's very awesome for you to say. And the Southern Country or Southern California country community kind of goes by one of your mottos that you say often: teamwork makes the dream work.
Dude, if you know what, teamwork does make the dream work, and also you showing up in a cutoff T-shirt in 60-degree weather makes the dream work. Okay,
I did that for you, buddy.
That's what makes the dream work, bro. No, it was awesome, dude. But hey, I'll tell you what, teamwork does make the dream work, and dreaming big only constitutes winning big, period. That's just the way it is. You speak positivity over your life, you're going to get it.
Yeah, and you do that, and number one with Good Vibes. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Man, thank you. I was on pins and needles when I saw you guys because, you know, I was right on the brink of, like, officially being there. And so, of course, during that show is when it officially peaked out, I think, and officially charted. But I'm so grateful, man. This is my third number one, and it just means a lot. You know, it's with Drunk Girl, I overcame the third hit hump is what I call it. You know, you get two hits and people care, but then you get three and they're like, okay, now he's really legit. But then this is my fourth, I guess, substantial big hit, but it's a number one. So now I got three number ones plus Drunk Girl plus a few others. And so that's really just a big blessing.
Now, you've got your new album out, Real Friends. I know you wrote like about 40 songs for this. How do you select what songs are going to make it on an album and what ones don't?
Great question. So a lot of folks, from what I gather, my friends making albums, they go through these real artsy processes of, I don't want to lose this one and la, 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 la. I don't care. Like, people often say, oh, songs are like my babies. No. My babies are living, breathing it in my house. Songs are just songs to me, and I write a million of them anyway a year, right, so to speak.
Right.
I make an album. I just turn in, like, however many I want to my record label, and they all got great jobs, and they all know, they're all professionals there. So I got this one girl in particular, Chris, who is my A&R person, who works with my wife and I day in and day out, and I just say, here's a pile of songs. Pick what you love, and then we'll just go with that. I mean, that's just pretty much how I've always done it. And The key thing is not turning anything in that you wouldn't want to sing on the radio or on stage, okay? And so I make sure I'm cognizant of that. I turn everything in. She picks what she likes, and that's pretty much it. I don't really care. At that point, anything that I've given to my record label, I feel confident in. And anything they want to keep is cool, and anything they want to pitch is cool. Now, if I got one on there that they've put in their pitch pile and I really feel strongly about, I got a voice, I'll just say it. And sometimes that happens, and they're so respectful, and we have a great relationship, that if I really feel strongly about it, then it goes on the record. No big deal.
All right, you've got some really cool collaborations on here, too. Blake Shelton is one of them. Tell me about some of the other ones.
Yeah, so Blake is on the title track Real Friends, of course, and love Blake, and he is a real friend of mine. And then Offset from this rap group called The Migos, which is one of my favorite rap groups, and Offset in particular, I think he's just an unbelievably talented rapper and hip-hop artist. So, you know, I wanted to write a song. When I wrote Say About Me, I mentioned I wanted something in between Hank Jr. 83 rowdiness and something like the rowdiness and outlandish, lavish lifestyle of the Migos. And so when it came down to it being on the record, again, Chris from the label was like, hey, would you consider doing a collaboration on this song? I think it would be great. And I thought, well, only if we can get the Migos, particularly Offset from the Migos. So what do? You dream big to win big. You have to put it in the atmosphere for it to even come to fruition, right? So we just reached out to his people, and it was an immediate yes. I mean, he was like, sure. So dumped him the tracks, and he sang it, I think, down in Atlanta at his place, and got back to me, and I put us together in my studio, and I just think it's an amazing collaboration. It just feels it's so natural, you know. We come from a lot of the same place as far as that we started from the bottom, you know, and we both have a real strong work ethic, and so it's just an amazing thing. And people say, God, I can't believe that happened. Well, I can believe it happened. I spoke it, right? I thought it was going to happen. What's the worst that somebody could say? No. You know, if you ask them, sometimes they're going to say yes. So thankfully he said yes.
All right. One word to describe this new album.
Yeah. Not yeah. One word.
Yeah. Yeah.
One word to describe this new album. It's real. And it really is real.
Very cool. And it's called Real Friends. It's in stores and online now. Good Vibes just went number one. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Excited to hear the new single Done off of the album. Say hi to Kelly Lynn and the kids for us. Chris Jansen, thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.